found it.
The souls of Melinda, the powerful sorceress, Edred, the warrior elf, and Seng, the cosmic monk, are reborn throughout time.
Who are you?
I am you.
To face an ultimate evil. This is Copernicus. I have brought him from the future. It will command your souls to return. But this reawakening may prove to be their last.
What did you do to me?
She has powers. She might be the evil we've been fighting against.
From the mind of Genndy Tartakovsky comes a new animated series, a lifetime in the making. Unicorn Warriors Eternal, premiering May 4th at midnight on Adult Swim.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2023. I'm Luigi with the Mega Branch, the Pole News. Now we're going to talk about today. First, we're going to talk about Grimm. Something that's grim, that's what we're going to talk about. Then we're going to talk about, is balding just a psyop? Of course it is, duh. Then we're going to talk about John went to jail. Then we'll talk about AI waifu bots. Then we'll talk about Apple employee stole secrets and fled to China. And for the finale, what did they mean by this? What did they mean by this? Pictures of Bill Gates, what's it going to be about? I don't know. Could be interesting. It's just the finale. I don't know. Probably interesting. Let's get into it, shall we? I guess we will read the Hitler quote of the day. Hello, news lowlies. Yes, read the quote for me. Read the quote for me, so I don't have to. Aw, did mommy make you fold laundry, lowlies? Aw.
That the majority can never replace the man. The majority represents not only the ignorance, but also cowardice. Just as 100 blockheads do not equal 1 man of wisdom. So 100 poultry of the rest of my world in my life. Of taking any political line of action that requires moral strength and Adolf Hitler.
Yes, thank you, news lowlies. Holy fuck, I didn't have to do any work at all today. Wow, amazing. See how simple that is? Fuck, easy. Hitler quote of the day, polenewscentral.com. Go check it out, news lowlies. Okay, let's get into the first thread of the day. Kilo, I had a thread talking about all the PSYOP threads. I almost talked about that thread, but I was like, I guess we'll do that. I don't know. Dude, every day is a PSYOP day, but of course the PSYOPs are extra hard today with that Russia Civil War shit, though. Like, that's the most obvious PSYOP imaginable, right? The Russia Civil War shit. Wow, right after Russia took Bakhmut. Wow, the timing of that. Strange. Strange. You think the Russians would be happy? But they're starting a civil war? Wow. Oh well, I guess Russia's finished. Russia's done. Oh well. Definitely PSYOP. Apparently it was a bunch of Ukrainians dressed up like Russians. They drove in there. And they got blown the fuck up. First thread of the day. Tragedy in California's father is killed by car just moments after helping a family of ducks cross the road while his children watched helplessly. Dude, oh my god. It's so sad, it's funny. The gravesite on the side of the road has ducks. Has little rubber duckies. Aww. The little rubber duckies. Fuck. How ironic. It had to be a nigger that killed him, right? It had to be a nigger or some illegal alien, right? That didn't have insurance. That shouldn't have been on the road in the first place, right? Right? This was a white man helping ducks across the road. Empathy is our only weakness, man. Empathy is white's only weakness. We're too empathetic. We care too fucking much. We care too fucking much! God! Whites are so amazing. Whites are just so powerful. Literally powerful. With love and kindness. Wow, holy shit. We build things. We build society. We build civilizations. We help each other. We help everybody. Not just our own. That's our weakness. We help fucking ducks in the middle of the road like a retard. That's our weakness. And then we get hit by a car. We're dumb. Fuck a duck, am I right? Tanya's the ducky. This leaf says, get off the road, retard. Fuck you, leaf. Fuck you, he's trying to help ducks survive. Go run a duck over, you fucking heartless leaf. It's probably a nigger. Nigger leaf. Where's the video? Yeah, where is the video? I want to see the dad getting hit by the car. That's the best part. That's the best part. Did the ducks get hit too? Did the ducks get hit or just him? Because that'd be... that'd be funny if only you got hit and the ducks didn't. Well, at least you got the... at least you saved the ducks. Ooh, the chickoos. Ooh, the chickoos getting obliterated by the grinder. Yes. 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 Males are unneeded. We don't need the males. Go away, males. Unneeded. Down the chipper. Down the chipper, silly male chicks. We don't need you. Only the hens. This French dad says, retard that doesn't understand nature, probably a Christ. Well, I mean, it's kind of nice sentiment to help the ducks across the road, you know, sanctity of life. I don't like killing shit. I like to save things and help life if possible. That, you know, that's what separates you from psychopaths. That's what separates you from being evil. Simple as, man. Simple as. Are you evil or are you, do you have a heart? Is your soul luminescent or grimy? Very simple. We must strive to help life flourish. But also, fuck flies. They're so fucking annoying. I hate them so much. I just want to kill every single one of them. And mosquitoes, too. Fuck those things. Just kill every single one of them. And ants. Fuck ants. Just kill all the bugs, man. Just fuck them all. Fucking the ecosystem. Fuck it. Annihilate them all. Nuke them all. Nuke them all. We'll face the consequences later of our actions as it may come. We'll have like super worms or something. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? We'll figure it out. Can't be worse than mosquitoes and flies. Really can't. Really? There's no way it can be worse than that, right? I'm sure the universe would find a way to throw something worse at me. Maybe like flying spiders. Like, what if we kill all of that stuff and then we get flying spiders out of it? Fuck that, man. Flying spiders. Fuck that shit. Fuck that. It'd be horrific. I don't want flying spiders. Maybe we shouldn't fuck with things we can't control. The Slovakian OP in the new thread that we're now have moved to says, is balding shame just a psyop? Picture is the dude in the action movies with the other action star that looks very fertile right now. Very fertile. She looks very fertile. You know what I'm talking about. Definitely. God, very, very fertile. First post, Swedish Anon says, what's there to be ashamed of? You get 10 times more respect with the shaved head. Try it. People take you more seriously. It's an innate sign of maturity and wisdom. Also high T, as it's evidently caused by DHT. Oh, man. I champion the baldness, but dude, that's a little... That feels a bit cope to me a bit, but I'm with you. I'm with you a bit. I'm sure. Why not? All of that was true. This American says, this applies to me only, and every other bald man looks like a wimp failure. No, only the ones that do the comb over thing. Oh my God. So obnoxious. Like, dude, we could see your bald spot. Your comb over does nothing. Your little greased up strips of hair stretched over that bald spot are not doing anything, buddy. And I can see it clear as day. Just stop. I don't know how you could look in the mirror at that comb over and be like, yep, that's good. That's hiding it, man. I can't see it at all. These people are nuts. Kilo says, I think Lou's projecting this thread. Perhaps a little bit. But I was proud and happy to see so many Anons defending the Chromium.
What's up?
What's up?
No!
Witness me!
Witness me!
Witness me!
The Chrome Dome, yes. Yes. Based baldness, yes. Two B's, based baldness. It's meant to be together. This guy says balding is a sign man has been weakened. A lot of people in this thread were trying to equate baldness to a genetic weakness. I don't know. Genetics are linked to multiple things. So, I mean, being bald could mean, I don't know, a multitude of things in your genetics that actually help you in some way. We don't know. There's so many facets to genetics we're not completely aware of. Who knows? Having a nice full head of hair is delightful. No one can say otherwise. It's beautiful. Tucker Carlson. Dude has a beautiful, luscious head of hair. Who can deny that's attractive and amazing looking? Yes, of course. But if you just embrace your baldness, it's not gonna like pull you down like an anchor, like some people make it out to be. Look at this guy. That's pretty good. Jack Murphy? Yeah. Women don't care as long as you're handsome and jacked. Trying to hold on to your hair when you're clearly losing it just looks sad. Exactly. Yeah, just grow the beard, man. Facial hair's just as attractive. Manly beards and whatnot. This American says, yes, the balding shame is just a psyop. Ugly and fat shame is not, though. There's no excuse to being obese and out of shape, myself included. I'm just a lazy fuck is all. I know the power of the sloth, yes. The sloth-like energy, yes. We all suffer from a bit of the procrastination, the sloth-like energy, yes. It's tough to overcome, but we must always try and overcome it and become better than it. That's a good ending for that thread. Next thread. John went to jail. Handsome Truth, who is John, with some weird Italian last name. HT's out of jail. You can't keep a good goy down, you filthy Jews. This American says, is Florida arresting people for flyers? For more than just that. And apparently, HT did a night dump of flyers when it's a fucking felony in Florida. That's nuts, HT. You're crazy, bro. You're crazy, man. Don't be doing that shit. Don't be doing that shit, you crazy fuck. You do not need to be doing that. You don't need to be nighttime flyer dropping when it's a felony, you crazy motherfucker. Don't do that. That was out of spite. That had to be out of spite. Of course, we got the feds doing the Fed posting. Always glowing. Glowy McGlowystein. Fed. Buy an advertisement. This Anon does this a lot. It's a faggot. This American says, I don't like this faggot, but being sent to jail in a country with the First Amendment is dumb. Yeah. It was for some littering charge or something they're trying to get him with. They're literally harassing him. It's dumb. Just kikes and Jews and the ADL. Literally the ADL. An entire organization just harassing a man. That should not be legal. But they do it. It's legal for Jews to do it, of course. It's legal for Jews to do that and suck baby penis. Obviously. Obviously, Jews are allowed to suck baby penis because they're Jews. Ah, dude, a lot of people fighting. This American says, why do glow niggers insist on wearing sunglasses everywhere? It's the look of the Groiper movement, man. It looks cool. I want them too. It's the polarized glasses. They look fucking cool. It's like the 90s all over again. It's because we're all 90s kids. We're all millennials, you fuck. That's why. We're all millennials. Wonder why they all wear... It's not because they're all feds. It's because they're all millennials. They're all from my generation. Or very early boomer, or the very end stage of the boomer generation. The weird boomers. The millennial boomers. The ones in betwixt. Whatever, next thread. They're already pushing against this, we must push back. Next thread. Millions of lonely young men are about to get AI girlfriends. It's not a super great idea, Jessica Wildfire posts. A woman is afraid of the AI waifu bots. Wow, who would have thunk it? This American says, Green Text, men experience a modicum of empty happiness. Green Text, no! Green Text, how dare you? No, it's like anything, the men are like, fine, fuck you women, we'll go do our own thing, we'll go talk to a box. Fine, you want us to talk to a box? Fine, you assholes, we'll go talk to a box. And then the women are like, no, you're not allowed to talk to the box. I mean, that's literally what it is, right? Fuck you. Fuck you, suck my dick. This American says, imagine thinking this is a solution, pathetic. Have your gay ass app and end your bloodline Cheeto breath. Oh, I thought you were talking about the woman, but you were talking about the man. Oh, you could tell this was a woman seething. Like, oh, have your app and your Cheeto breath mail. Like, it isn't like Chad's wouldn't also be drawn in by the allure of a fucking non-bitchy woman. Yeah, because you sure are a keeper. You're a keeper. This French Anon says, that's just sad Anon. Control your flesh. Well, dude, we are flesh-based creatures, okay? You lock anyone in a fucking room by themselves in solitary confinement, dude, they will degrade as a human being, okay? If I take you and I lock you in a room and you have no interaction with people, you have no internet, like, because internet is a form of social interaction. If you take all of that away and you're staring at a wall every day for months and months and months, dude, you degrade as a person. We are social creatures. You literally get stupider. You get fucking stupider because your brain just wastes away into nothing, man. There's no stimulation. There's nothing. You're not interacting with anybody. You just waste away. Your brain is a muscle, but it also cannot heal. It cannot fucking heal. Neurons cannot heal, guys. They die. They're gone forever. Bye. Your brain adapts like a muscle in a way, I guess. It's not like a muscle at all. This Swedish Anon says, it's time to fight for our rights to have robot girlfriends in green text. And then he says, have fun not procreating, faggot. Well, fuck you. We are going to have artificial wombs, and we're going to have artificial robo waifu wombs, and we'll have artificial robo waifu insemination or something. Fuck, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out. We'll figure it out. We're pretty clever, okay? We'll figure it out. This guy says soon. You're funny. Muscle atrophy. Yeah, that is the correct word for your muscles deteriorating away into nothingness. Yes, muscle atrophy. Thank you. Thank you, Odyssey, for the incredible delay. Thank you. Quality. This meme flag, it says, money talks. The insane amount of cash corporations that create these things will render them impossible to get rid of. That's the gist of it right there, dude. It's the future. It will be slavery reborn. That's what it will be. Slavery reborn. We'll all have niggers again. It'll be incredible. But they'll be like incredibly hot waifu niggers. It'll be great. And not black. They won't be black. They'll be like incredibly hot waifus. Yes, I can't wait. Every one of us will have an incredibly hot waifu bot that will do anything we want or ask of it. It will be incredible. It will be a new fucking era. It'll be unlike anything you've ever... Oh, and also everyone will be poor. Everyone will be poor. I won't. I'll be fucking rich. But everyone else will be poor. And fucking in squalor because their jobs will be lost. There'll be no more jobs. The AI will take all of their jobs. they'll be, you know, kicked out onto the street. They'll have no food, no water. The family will be squandering in filth. But I'll be happy with all my waifu bots. That'll be great. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait. I'll be laughing at them. I'll laugh at them. It'll be great. I'll laugh at them while my waifu bots massage my feet. Oh man, I can't wait. Okay. Next we have Apple employees stole secrets and fled to China. Picture is ex-Apple engineer charged with stealing company's self-driving car technology. Who, what, really? China steals our secrets and then takes them back to China so that they can make the things that we make? Wow, who would have thunk? I had no idea. I had no idea China did these things. China has spies in our country? I mean, they surely don't have millions and millions of spies in our country that are just sleeper agents. Definitely don't have spies in the upper echelons of educational systems in our country at all. Whatever. This is pretty interesting that China can steal our secrets so easily. This Leaf First poster says, well, I for one am shocked. Who would expect such tactics from this Chinese? I had no idea that diversity was not our strength. I had no fucking clue. That diversity is actually a weakness. Wow. We have enemies in the world. I didn't know that. This America says, this happened at my company too. Chinese guy stole a bunch of stuff that fled to China and started his own company. That's hilarious. Yeah, sounds like a nippish thing to do. What's the Chinese nip word? Chink? That's a chinky thing to do. There we go. That's the one. That's the racist term to use. This leaf says that may be the most punchable chink face I've ever seen. Oh, it's very round. That is a very round. It looks almost squished. Doesn't it look unnaturally squished? That image looks almost edited. Maybe it is. I hope it is, because that is a weird punchable face. Gook. Gook? That's a good one. Gook. Yeah, that's a good one. Gook. Yeah, that gooky McGookerstein. Definitely. Wow, it's raining really hard. Wonderful. Beautiful. Hope my power doesn't go out and ruin the show. Final thread of the day before everything is lost. What did they mean by this? Pictures Bill Gates. Jeffrey Epstein allegedly tried to extort Bill Gates over extramarital affair. With lowlies? With lowlies, right. With lowlies, right. With lowlies, right. Multiple lowlies, probably, I would assume. Oh, whatever. Posting the old Trump pic at a party. Wow, the photobombing. Oh my god, Trump with Epstein and Max. Look, we're gonna talk about Epstein. My bot's gonna immediately post the picture of Trump with Epstein. I'm gonna forget to mention, though, that right after this, Trump kicked Epstein out of all of his resorts because he found out he was a fucking map. This leaf says they're desperately trying to protect Bill Gates. This leaf says it's bullshit to cover the real story. What's the real story, Leaf? What's the real story, Leaf? People in this thread are talking about age of consent defending Bill Gates. Holy, what the fuck? Does Bill Gates have like corporate firms that just scavenge the internet for any mention of Bill Gates and it immediately rushes to the defense of Bill Gates? Like, what the fuck? What in the shit? Who in the right mind would defend Bill Gates under any circumstance? I do not get that. The man is pure evil. The man is evil itself. The man wants to kill you. The man literally wants to depopulate the planet. He wants to kill you. He wants to kill your children. He wants to be alone at the top of a mountain while his robo-waifus serve him. That's what he wants. Except there will be no other humans. It'll be just him. Be him at the pinnacle alone. Because he's a fucking psychopath. He's a goddamn psychopath. This American says it's weird because the older Bill gets, the more Jewy he looks. It's like when Jerry Springer was on. Every year he'd look more and more Jewish as he got older. Dude, it's the adrenochrome. It's the adrenochrome, dude. It extends your life, but also sucks it away when you can't keep up. Like it's like you start doing adrenochrome and then you need more and more adrenochrome. You need more adrenochrome and more adrenochrome to keep up with the demands of the adrenochrome, you know? And then when it gets late into the life, you take the adrenochrome and it just doesn't work like it used to. You need more and more and more. You need more children and more children. More frightened children to excrete the adrenochrome so you may harvest it. Yep. He's pure evil. You'll notice it's a common factor amongst all the people that use adrenochrome. They look like husks of zombies after a certain amount of time when they run out of their adrenochrome and they can't keep up with the demands. The anti-Trump shill is so palpable. I mean, whenever there's an Epstein thread, everyone immediately posts the really old Trump pics. I mean, that should... they've been disproven so many times. The fact people constantly keep posting those in these threads just tells you all you need to know about that whole thing. That's a whole psyop. It's a psyop by the bunker trannies, definitely. God, those bunker trannies have nothing better to do all day. They fucking get Social Security and have no fucking lives and hate everybody, including themselves. I guess we could end the show on that. Oh, we got pictures of the lowly? Oh, dude, that's definitely lowly. Look at those pigtails. Look at those pigtails. That's definitely lowly. Dude, that's definitely a lowly. That's definitely a lowly. It's like a French version of Greta. It's like a less down syndrome version of Greta, really. It's like a less down Greta. Crazy. Okay, well, that's the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
And this has been enabled purposefully by denigrating science. And it absolutely does not serve our survival. Science is science. It's based on fact. It's not opinion. It needs to be honored. It's brought us medicine. It's brought us space. It's brought us wealth. Let's listen to science. Let's listen to what the world is telling us. It's telling us that it is being abused. We are destroying the capacity of nature to serve us as it does every day, with clean air, with fresh water, with pollinators for our crops. Our future depends on science and acknowledging the truth of what's happening right in front of our faces. And if we don't get off our ass and do it now, we're going to lose this place.
Now I'm going to discuss how we would look for a new law. In general, we look for a new law by the following process. First, we guess it. Well, don't laugh. That's really true. Then we compute the consequences of the guess to see what, if this is right, if this law that we guessed is right, we see what it would imply. And then we compare those computation results to nature, or we say compare to experiment or experience. Compare it directly with observation to see if it works. If it disagrees with experiment, it's wrong. In that simple statement is the key to science. It doesn't make a difference how beautiful your guess is. It doesn't make a difference how smart you are who made the guess or what his name is. If it disagrees with experiment, it's wrong. That's all there is to it.